Welcome back, Wawa Land. We're getting a full roundup regarding President Joe Biden. He had a lot going on over the weekend with 9/11, of course, and he's got a lot going on this week, especially as it pertains to the California recall election. To tell us exactly what's going on, we are checking in with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the president over the weekend made three stops. He went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, New York, the Ground Zero site, and later in the day, the Pentagon. He did have a moment, I believe it was in New York, when he was heckled over Afghanistan. And by the way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be testifying on the Hill today about the withdrawal. But as far as today, yeah, a busy schedule. In fact, about this hour, he's going to be leaving Wilmington, where he was over the weekend, heading to first Idaho to go to the National Interagency Fire Center. This has to do with some of the wildfires that have been happening. And then later today, he will be touring damage, the Caldor fire in California, and then, of course, delivering remarks at a campaign rally with Governor Gavin Newsom. This final recall election winds up tomorrow in California.
So just a little bit busy, obviously, Rachel. I want to rewind to something that you said. You said while he was delivering some remarks and making his rounds regarding 9/11, he was asked by reporters about Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his upcoming testimony, which starts today. He'll be in front of two different committees. Did he say anything regarding then Afghanistan or these testimonies to these reporters, or did he kind of glaze over it?
I don't believe he did make remarks on that. It seemed to me that he was more focused on what was going on with 9/11. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, 9/11 has everything to do with Afghanistan. I'm really interested in what Blinken will have to say. You're right. There's going to be two different committees, one before the House and one before the Senate. And this is something that lawmakers, bipartisan. There are bipartisan calls to get to more information about this chaotic withdrawal. Mm-hmm. And even, how many, we know that more Americans have gotten out, but how many still remain? It's been very difficult to pin down the exact number of Americans and Afghan allies that are still in Afghanistan.
Well, hopefully we get some answers to not only that question, Rachel, but boy, oh boy, I myself have a lot of questions, so I can only imagine some of the grillings that Secretary Blinken will be facing. In the meantime, Rachel, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.